So, Bruce, that had to be good for you to see. It looked like the first six innings, he didn't even break a sweat.
No, I mean, he was, as you guys saw, he was pounding the zone. He was pounding down. Great command of his fastball, good sinking fastball. You know, 12 ground ball outs through seven innings. Just a nice work day for him.
And 55 pitches or something through the first six innings was amazing. He ran into his first three ball counts not till the seventh.
Yeah, it was. He stayed ahead of the count. You know, he was trying to get ground balls today, and he accomplished that. He wasn't going out there trying to get punch outs or run counts deep. He just wanted to stay down in the zone and see how many ground balls he could get, and I think he ended up with 12.
It's a high A game. I mean, how much stock do you put in it compared to, you know, major leagues?
Well, there's really no stock in it. I mean, it's just watching the ability that he has to put the ball down on the ground and pound down in the zone. I mean, his stuff was really good today. That stuff plays wherever you want to pitch him. He's going to get those ground balls.
Is it interesting that to see the level at which he dominated these guys, to think that this is a level he pitched at to start last season?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. You know, he's always been a strike thrower. You know, they did a real good job in the minor leagues developing him. Now we're just finishing it off. He's staying down in the zone better right now than he ever has, and that's the key for him.
Bruce, you said that he was working today on doing those things, but he's been working on those things all along. I mean, are there various things that he works on at various times in the spring?
No, I mean, his pretty simple plan, you know, pound down and try and change speeds with his changeup, which he did today. You know, he fluctuated from, he's got one that's about 83, one about 86, and then he incorporated his slider about seven or eight times today. So, you know, I think it was just more of being consistently down in the zone. We keep harping him, stay down, stay down, stay down, and you see the results of when he stays down in the zone. He puts the ball on the ground, and the defense loves him.
Is it a slider or a cutter or both?
It's a slider. It's just a hard slider that he climbs over out front, and he gets good tilt on it, and it's anywhere from 86 to 88.
We've heard before that the cutter is kind of like a smaller slider. He called it a cutter, but the language might be an issue. So what's the difference between his slider and a cut fastball?
That is his slider. That's the only one he's throwing. So he thinks cut when he throws it because it keeps him on top of the ball. So, you know, he's just telling you probably what he's thinking when he throws it. But it turns into be a slider. I mean, if you watch it on film or if you watch it behind, it's got good depth on it. It's, you know, a cutter to us is something that slides into a lefty that doesn't get off plane. His slider gets off plane. It goes down and it has tilt. And he just thinks cutter when he throws it, so he doesn't get around it too much.
Is it improved, that slider, from when you got him last August?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been working on this pitch for, you know, all of last year and into this year. We've been working on that pitch, just making sure his hand stays on top of the ball and we get depth with it. And we've been in between a slower one and this one seems to fit him very good.
The way he's pitched this spring and the way those 10 starts went at the end of last year, it's really difficult for people not to get very excited about what he could do in the big leagues. Then you remember he's only 21, 22 years old. How rare is it to have a kid that young, that polished?
Well, it's very rare. You know, just the command of the strike zone that he has, the ability to throw his secondary pitches at any time, you know, ahead in the count, behind in the count. Just a great feel out front with his hand and pounding the zone, you know, it's special what he has. And, you know, he's very good. He's a very good pitcher, and he's going to do a lot of good things in this game. We just got to make sure we keep him down in the zone and we keep harping at him that, you know, we know you throw hard and we know he can jump up to 95 or 96 on it, but we don't necessarily need that all the time. We would rather take the 92-mile-an-hour sinker and do exactly what we did today with it. And he understood what he did today.